All right, what's up, everyone? It's been a minute. I gotta catch you guys up, man. Since summer, right before G1, I took off from the podcast for a little bit because my schedule was just crazy. From then till now, a lot has happened, and so I'm gonna catch you guys up. But today I got somebody that's joining me. He's gonna be part of the catch up too, the rewind, the summer recap. What's up, dude?
Oh, thank you. Okada desu.
My brother Hikuleo is joining us on the podcast today. We are coming from Tokyo, Japan. We arrived last night. Today's October 9th. And tomorrow, I have my title match against Jay White. So,
yeah. Big match. You ready?
Yeah, man. Big match, Tama. What's up, bro? That's my new nickname. Big match, Tama.
Yeah. Don't mind me cracking this egg.
my brother's eating hard-boiled eggs right now, from the convenience store, 7-Elevens. Always coming through on the clutch with. These
to go, ready to go.
Yeah, man.
What's going up, man? Well, first of all, it's good to be back.
Yeah.
It's been like a couple of years since I've been on here.
Yeah, man. Yes. You came in
2020.
Yeah. During the pandemic.
Yeah, 2020. Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Were we on break still? I mean, yeah, we were like.
Yeah, it was early on in the pandemic. It was like March or something. April.
That's right. Dang, it's been a minute. Were you still in England at that time during the excursion, or did you already come home?
Yeah, they sent us back. Yeah. They were closing the borders.
Yeah.
So they sent us back in March. So I was home from like March all the way up until...
Hey, you got to tell that story of when you went to the airport in England and you're like...
Oh, yeah. One of the guys was dropping me off, and you know, we didn't think COVID was anything big. So he drops me off. Mind you, I left my suitcases at the apartment, or at Andy's house, Andy Q, the owner of Brett Poe. So I left it over there, and I was like, got out of the car, took my little suitcase. I was like, all right, man, see you in a couple of weeks, huh? He's like, yeah, I'll see you in a couple of weeks, probably like two or three. I was like, yeah, all right, see you later, dude. Gave him a hug, walked away. 3 years later, but not even that, but a year and a half later, I'm like calling Andy. I was like, Andy, can you please send my clothes back? I need winter clothes in cold Florida. And then here we are going back to UK last week. And I was like, bro, that's the gate I left at 3 years ago thinking I was going to come right back.
Yeah, that's a trip, man. How far things have moved ahead since that time, huh?
Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad things are like... America has definitely moved forward, like, with the quickness. But Japan, we're still... Japan takes its time with a lot of things. And unfortunately, pandemic is one of them. We're still, like... We recently just got out of, fans can clap, right? Like, 50% or some number can clap, can cheer.
Yeah, but if you pay a little extra... You can let your voice be heard.
Man, so, yeah, a lot has happened. Shoot. Well, let's just start from the summer before the G1. So, after the G1, we did four blocks, and I was part of B block. It was like the biggest G1 climax that we had, right? Shit, probably over a decade.
How many singles did you have in that B block?
It's like seven or eight, maybe. Seven, maybe. Including like the semifinals, I think it might have been seven or eight.
Yeah.
But so I ended up winning B block. There was A block, B, C, and D block, and I ended up winning B block, beating Jay to move ahead, and then it was Okada and I for the semifinal.
Hell of a match too, man.
Oh shit! Talk about like.
Thought you had that in the bag.
Yeah, I, I was stressing out just a little bit, because, you know, when you're doing back-to-back shows, man, you got to bring that A game. And especially, like, on those important nights at Budokan, man, it was fire, man. I think once I was done with that, I was good to go. I was breathing, took the little tequila shots at the airport. I was relaxed, but yeah. Overall, I think that G1 was a huge success. Still sucked that like the cheering wasn't allowed, but I think all the competitors really pulled through. A lot of guys really made a name, not made a name, but like really shined.
Yeah, they so a lot of them, you know, what do you call it? Raise the stock.
Yeah. Finley. Yeah.
The guys like Tom Lawler come over.
Yeah. He did great. Yep. Hinata did good.
Yeah.
Jonah looked good.
Oh yeah.
It was good. You know who was happy to see back? Lance Archer, man.
Oof.
He's a solid dude. Japan favorite. It was nice to see him back. I'm not sure what's going on with him in AEW, but we sure do love, having him with us during this G1.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully come over for, like, Tag League or something.
Oh, yeah. You had, oh, shit, I forgot you had a singles with him in AEW, right?
Oh, yeah. Was I on that podcast already for this?
I don't know.
But no, that was 2020. That was last year.
That was last summer. Year.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that was a beast. Beast mode right there.
Yeah.
That was, on like, totally on prepare for that either.
That's dope.
That was fun.
Yeah. Shoot. Who else? Who else we had in the G1? Oh, some guys made, they weren't in the G1, but they made a showing with Bad Dude Tito. He was, he's been showing out.
Came through. Too.
Huh?
He's huge too.
Yeah.
I don't know how big he was.
Yeah.
Well, I worked with him at Strong. I never worked with him in the ring. I just seen him, passing by. But
yeah.
Man, I feel like he's been getting bigger too here in Japan.
Yeah.
Both, like, popularity wise and size.
Oh, for real, yeah.
Must be eating yakiniku every night.
I love his look, man. He's got this I've said it on my Patreon lens before. He's got this like late 80s, early 90s like retro look. Mm-hmm. Like with the hair and even his singlet, he reminds me of I can't think of his name right now.
Steiner Brothers,
but what's the other one that used to wrestle with Dad a lot, man? He wrestled here. He was a big man here. Scott Norton, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
He gives me, like, Scott Norton vibes with the singlet, and, it's dope, man. He really could move in the ring.
Yeah, really cool dude backstage, too.
Yeah.
Minds his business. He knows he's here.
Yeah.
He's got a job to do.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been like, shoot, we brought him on. Even in England, Jonah couldn't make it because, so we just had a England show, UK show last weekend, and Royal Quest 2 for two nights. And, oh man, we're going to get into details of like the mess that has happened, but Jonah couldn't make it. And I'll explain the reason here, but Tito was able to fill in against Okada, and like he did really well, man.
Yeah, he's had some big matches. Suzuki,
yep.
Last tour.
Yep.
Now Okada.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
They're really putting him to the test and seeing what he can do.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so. Yeah,
let's go back. I think you got to catch up, right?
Yeah.
Because you just got the G1 done.
Yeah.
What happened after the G1?
This
is this summer. I was thinking it was like last year.
Damn.
It feels like a minute. That was August?
That was August. Oh. We're in October. So August, we hit the G1 finish.
Yeah.
September is when you came back. You returned to Japan. You did that month tour, right?
That's right. You had a little break after the G1. I had to get my feet back under me here in the New Japan ring.
Yeah.
And what was it? All the way up until we were supposed to do Beppu Oita. That got canceled because of the typhoon here.
Yeah, so.
You guys flew right into the typhoon. Huh?
Yep. We flew in, we came in, it was like the end of September. We came in, flew in, and we went down south to Fukuoka. And as soon as we land, there was a typhoon warning. And it, like, for 2 days, both our shows was canceled. So we came right in the middle of a typhoon. And, after that, it just took, what, seven, like 1 week? We knocked out the last few shows and had, I'm trying to remember.
I think we had like 5 shows scheduled when you guys came back.
Yeah.
And we ended up only doing 2. Because I remember there was right. 3 shows canceled, and we had like, I think, 4 or 5 days off straight in Fukuoka.
Right.
And then we drove up and started. There's only 2 or 3 matches left. And finishing up in Kobe.
That's right. That's right. Man, I'm still trying to remember, like, I just feel like a lot has happened. I'm trying to, like, figure out to kind of go.
Yeah, well, sections. It did go by quick.
So we finished up in Kobe with that tour.
Yeah.
I flew home, and I'm from Fort Myers. So I fly home, and there's a hurricane warning. And I land on Tuesday, and on Wednesday, the hurricane hit us. So I was just in a typhoon a week earlier in Japan. I flew back to Florida right into a hurricane, which was like super crazy because, you know, it basically leveled our Fort Myers town, especially near the beach. Mm-hmm. And so it hit on Wednesday, and I was supposed to fly out Thursday to England, to UK, but our airports, everything was all damaged, no power. So I had to reschedule it, try to fly out of Tampa. But it was a mess, man, trying to like do the rescheduling with Delta and whatnot, because shoot, everybody was trying to get out, trying to come back in after the hurricane. To assess the damage and start fixing things. But I flew out of, had to drive out of Fort Myers. It was like flooded everywhere. If you've ever been to Florida, I-75 runs on the west coast of Florida. There was like floods everywhere. And it was a bitch to come back. Like usually a 2-hour drive to the airport took 5 or 6 hours, you know, for my ride to get back home after that, after dropping me off. But it was crazy. Flew in the UK. UK was dope, man.
Flew in on the day of the show.
The
morning, we got there like at 9 a.m.
Yep.
You had to be back up. You had to go up to the stadium at 11 a.m. for signings.
Yep.
And the show started at 5.
I was in zombie mode just going. But it was fun, though. The energy that we got, just even like the signings we had before that, it was really great energy from like the fans, and I got to see some of the Thomas Island Patreon members, man. It was really good, really dope to see them live. And
they came by the second day too.
Yeah.
Was it Tom?
Yeah. And Claudio.
Yeah. I think Claudio was a tall one, right?
Yeah, he came from Italy. Claudio, that's an interesting story, man. During the pandemic, like we do these happy hours where we just meet up on Zoom and with Thomas Island members, and we just hang out, chill out. And, you know, at the time, things were shut down. Nobody was allowed to leave their home for 8 months. So, I mean, the best thing we could do was just meet up, do like a virtual, like, just hang out, and shoot, it was fun. And Claudio was from Italy, but I think he was teaching out in Saudi Arabia at the time, so they were having a shutdown, and he was, you know, he had no basically contact to the outside world besides what, you know, those happy hours, I think. And it was dope. Anyways, it was fun. It was great to finally see him. Tom from England. Yeah, England was dope, man.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun.
Shoot, I like.
We didn't get any fish and chips though.
No.
No. Everything closed. The little town we were in closed early.
What is up with? I thought it was because of the pandemic that they started closing. They closed things at 12, but actually that's England. I think that's just a.
I don't know. I used to go to Wetherspoons, and they used to stay up late.
Yeah.
And they used to serve the food late, even some of the pubs too. But yeah. Everything we went to was closing early. All we could get was kebab. I mean, kebab was still good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with kebab, man. Mm-hmm. But we didn't get no fish and chips. The one thing we were like, you know, trying to get in England, because when you go to England, when in Rome, man, you gotta do those things. Mm-hmm. Fish and chips.
A little bit of vinegar and salt.
Oh, shoot. But the both shows was like, I think it was sold out, both shows, and the fans was fantastic, man. They were hot for everything. We the first night we did, like, we had an 8-man, Yumi, Tanahashi, and Jado, and that was dope. Then the second night was just Yumi and Tanahashi.
That's still crazy, man. How was it when you first started tagging with Tanahashi? Because I know when they announced the card.
Yeah.
I stared at it for like a hot minute, like, I'll team up with Tanahashi.
Yeah, we're big marks for Tanahashi. That's why. Wow,
man.
Yeah, I've said on a podcast that I'm a big fan of Tanahashi. I think, you know, because when I came in as a young boy, he was like at the top. And he was killing it, man. Him and Shinsuke were having crazy matches, and pretty much anybody Tana can go with, man. So it was just awesome, and we did it in England. I'm still like, trying to process that I'm tagging with Tanahashi, man. Like, he's a freaking legend, bro. You know? Ah, damn.
Yeah. It's one thing to be going against him. Yeah. It's another thing to be on the same side as him.
Yeah.
Tagging him in and out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... You can check that off the list.
Shit. What else? Dang. I'm trying to think. That was it. England.
Yeah, now we can dive deeper into the last month.
Oh, yeah.
Especially Kobe.
Kobe. Oh, so yeah, Kobe. You come in, switch teams. About damn time. Shit.
About damn time you follow me back on social media, boy. I tried to send you something on DMs one time, like over the summer.
Yeah.
And I clicked on your profile and I saw that you weren't following me anymore. I was like, you bitch. I wanted to unfollow you. I was like, no.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
To follow them. I was gonna call you out sooner or later, but I didn't want that smoke either. I'm good for like one line, one good punch. Like a comeback, I'm like, oh, shit.
My social media, once I got like Jay turned on me, was in March. I unfollowed everybody. That's part of the, you know, social media is part of the, they're part of the storylines too, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's part of the kayfabe, and kayfabe is huge here in Japan.
Yeah.
You know, so I unfollowed everybody, my brothers included. I didn't care who you were. But, now that I was on a, you know, it was established that I'm a babyface now, I'm following the babyfaces only. You know, I don't follow no heel. Nah. I like it like that. I think it's more fun and gets a little bit more in depth.
Yeah. It's not a bad idea. You know, what gave me, you know, it was a bad idea was, what wasn't a bad idea was that hug.
So at Kobe, when we're, you know, if you haven't seen it, I put the video up on, it's on my Instagram at the good bad guy, _Tamatonga. Also, you can find it on New Japan World or on the YouTube channel, New Japan World YouTube channel. There's a clip in there.
And man, it was retweeted 1,000 times, I think.
Yeah. Last checked it. It was hitting like over like 300,000 something views. On New Japan World YouTube channel.
I think 100,000 of that was just me rewatching it.
Yeah.
especially that night. I remember we went to dinner, had a few drinks.
Yeah.
Came back to the hotel room and just kept replaying it, getting chills every single time.
Yo, that you know, when you grab Jay, you know, the now mind you, Japan is still on the no no cheering deal, man. But the pop that they gave us, you know, they're not supposed to be doing that. You know, so my brother grabbed Jay by the neck, and you just hear the crowd erupt, man. And Jay did such a fucking wonderful job of selling that, you know. Fuck, he's so good at that, man. And he's great. He's a great heel. But that moment, I was like, as I watch, you know, watch that happening, they just got chills, man. And hit with the gun stun, the people popped again. And I got up, and I was like, you know, I was stoked, man. I was like, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And oh, that was like legit, like my feels, man. And now we had planned in the back, you know, we planned all this, you know. But then, like, we didn't, like, after that happened, after that gun stun, my brother and I just kind of looked at each other. And I was like, oh, shit, what do we do after this? So.
Shake my hand.
I was like, we didn't think about that. And I was like, damn. And so I'm like, you know, in my head, I'm like, oh, shit, of course, we would hug. So you could hit, you know, I said, hug. Here's a new thing, too, with New Japan. They started putting the microphones closer. Now they got like the ring, the microphones facing towards us instead of towards the fans. So you could hear everything. I mean, literally you could hear everything. So you could hear me go to my brother, hug, ready?
Yeah,
Three, two. And you see, you can hear me count down and I'm like, oh shit. So I'm listening to that. I'm watching the YouTube channel and I'm like, listen, I could hear myself count. I was like, son of a bitch. I was like, all right, well, you know. It's all part of it. You could hear, you know, learn a little something.
They gotta do something with those mics, man. They gotta, like you said, turn it around.
Yeah. They've gotta, like, it's better to turn it around towards, like, the people. But at the same time, like, when Jay was, like, you know, when Jay was talking, before my brother grabbed him in the neck, you could hear clearly what he was saying.
Yeah.
So he didn't need a mic to hold. It was perfect. And I was like, so you got that. So it's just like, what is it, you know?
Yeah.
So we just, I think maybe
you need someone in the back, like, watching, like, oh, turn it off here, turn it off.
lower the microphone down right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I got caught straight counting it down. But, hey.
Hey.
Hey, that's, you know, you gotta work it, bro. You gotta learn.
It still came over.
Yeah. The pop after we hugged, man. Sent chills on my spine, bro.
Yeah. That still gets me even today, even though it's been about 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember turning around and I see the good brothers flicking me off.
They were doing the whole, the reeling of the finger.
Yeah, the reeling middle finger. I was like, these sons of bitches. but it was, you know, it was an awesome moment. Yeah, you're right. I still get chills, like, watching that now. But yeah, we got COVID, you coming over. Now we're like, our team is growing.
Yeah.
GOD. Yeah, we're in recruiting season, man. We got to keep an eye out. Who else is coming? You know.
Yeah, start expanding to the different weight classes.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I think that's one thing we looked at. And we like, we need to, you know, start like recruiting because our babyface team. We're kind of lacking, man. You know, a lot of guys are aging.
I recently looked at the roster online. Yeah, Tanahashi. And then he went down to the Young Boys. And then he went over to, like, Tiger Mask or...
Makabe and Homa.
You know, Agata. Kojima. I was like, damn, there's not really any guys in there in the middle.
Yeah.
It's either young or old.
Yeah.
Except for, you know, Tanahashi is in there.
Yeah. Yeah, so us coming in beefed that up, you know?
Yeah, hopefully it's a you know, a boost.
Yeah.
For the Hantai team.
Yeah. Sure.
There's some new merch in there, too, you know? Coming out with some weird stuff.
Hell yeah. We definitely need to get some merch, new style. That's what you need to come out with a merch.
Yeah, yours, man. You know, I kept looking at yours. I'm trying to design mine right now.
Yeah.
And I kept going back to Twitter looking for it.
Yeah.
Forgetting that the shirt is right next to me. So I kept, like, having, like, you know, you have a different or multiple web pages open on your phone.
Yeah.
I was like, where is... I don't... All right. I didn't want to copy it exactly. And then after about like 20 minutes of searching, I got done with it and I looked over and the shirt was just laying right there. And I was like, God damn. I picked it up. That still is a fresh shirt. Good material.
Yeah.
Where can you find that shirt? New Japan World.
Hey, yeah.
NJPW 1972.
Yeah.
Shop.
One of those, man. You know? I don't really know. I know they just dropped the hoodie.
That hoodie's fire.
Yeah.
I'm trying to snag one tomorrow.
Hell yeah. I think it's like the number one shirt, selling shirt right now for New Japan.
Yeah, just, top guy.
Yeah, man.
Will you leave your breakfast plate downstairs if you pick it up?
Yeah,
top guy stuff, huh? Yeah, we were at breakfast this morning, and you know when you get done with breakfast, your plates are on a tray like in school. So when you get done, you take it up to the workers and they'll put it into the dishwasher. So I get mine up, take it over to the lady. She's like, oh, arigato. I'm like, oh, arigato. I'm walking, I'm waiting by the door for Tama to come over. Homie just gets up, puts his chair in, walks right over. I'm like, you're not gonna pick up your plate? He's like, no, they pick it up for you. Mind you, I just seen like four other old people taking their plate up.
I didn't know, man.
I'm like, damn, top guy.
I thought that's what you do. I didn't see no like tray area to go put the trays up, so I was like, I guess we just leave it here and they take it to the back.
Oh, you changed, man. I don't know if you were supposed to be a Bullet Club or Hantai, bro.
I come back and then
I get told from last tour we get Chase and I had to take a taxi from the airport to the hotel. Usually they would pick us up, but something's changed, whatever. So the end of the tour last in Kobe, I get told to take a taxi from the airport to the hotel this time around. I was like, all right, no problem. We arrive at the airport. All of a sudden I get a text. You're getting picked up, you and Tama. I was like, what? So I asked her, I was like, are you sure? She's like, yeah, because Tama's here, you get picked up now. Boy, I look over, there's a big van just waiting for us. Get our suitcases taken. I was like, man, top guy stuff.
Huh? That's right, man. Shoot. Like, you know, I've been here 12 damn years. You got to earn those stripes, man. You know, they better pick me up. Shit. All the shit that I've done for them. All the bumps I've taken for this company. Hell yeah. Man. Nah, but it's...
Top know, guy stuff. I wonder what you get for... Do you get bento boxes too, or you get like McDonald's when you go to the...
I get both, bro.
Wow.
If I don't eat it, you know. look, you know, seniority. Once you've been here, you put in that work, you put in that sweat, you get, there's some perks to it. You know, like anybody in any company, right? You've been working somewhere, putting in that time, man. They should start like, hey, you know, put a little perk in there.
Man, were you getting that when you were the 7-time tag team champion?
Hell no, man. Hell no. That was just another part of the, you know, yeah, catch a taxi.
Catch a taxi.
Get your ass over there.
Pick up your dishes, boy.
No, but it's good. It's nice. New Japan's good to me, man. I love it.
I think being on the Hantai side, too, you know.
Yeah.
Being a good guy now.
Yep.
You get treated a little bit different.
Yep. I think so, too. You know,
you gotta help out the main roster.
The baby faces, you're the money makers now, man. You know, you're the attraction, so they should roll out the red carpet.
Yeah, when Tanahashi told me I have a nice smile, I was smiling every single time.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing? Konnichiwa.
Just smiling at anything.
got some CV stuck in my teeth.
Look at himself in the mirror, smile.
Yeah.
Look at the wall, smile.
She said I'm beautiful.
Hell yeah, man.
That's
the ace, bro. The ace of the century. He give you any kind of compliment. You gotta
start flexing that
hard.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man.
I brought over my teeth whitener from when I had the Invisalign.
Yeah.
Brought that. I haven't used that in about 3 years. Start using that again.
Oh, shoot, man. But yeah, Kobe, huge. It was a big success there. We're about to, you know, do this match here in Ryokoku Sumo Hall against Jay White.
Some history there, Ryokoku.
Yeah. So, you know, Ryokoku is where my brother Tanaloa and I first won the IWGP Tag Championship, World Tag Team Championship, man. That was in 2016. And then, like, so my pops, our dad, before he became a wrestler. He was a sumo wrestler. And he came to Japan at like 14, and Ryokoku Sumo Hall was where he made his debut. So like Ryokoku is a family, you know, that's history inside our family. So I'm about to go against Jay. It's the first time two foreigners are main eventing at this arena for New Japan. So that's a big deal, man. You know.
How you feeling, man? How you got nerves? Excitement?
Yeah, it's. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to feel yet. I'm excited. I'm nervous. But at the same time, I'm like, hell yeah. About damn time, you know? So, you know, what's cool, too, is that, you know, this isn't a foreigner from the outside coming in. These are two homegrown New Japan stars, you know, Jay and I. So we both came from the dojo, you know, started there. And so this is special. I guess it's never been done before, man. It's something that I'm looking forward to, and I know him and I are going to kill it. Absolutely. Jay, I love watching his growth as a heel, from him coming in 2018 to where he stands now. It's awesome watching him like evolve, and just his heel work, man, it's great. It's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, he gets it. He definitely gets it.
Even his in-ring stuff too, it's just different.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah.
Everything means something, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, both of you guys, everything means something. Nothing's wasted.
Yeah, love it. I think that's one, like, since I started wrestling Jay, I started to appreciate, like, his, you know, what he's been doing even more. And that's the kind of style and pace that I like. I love storytelling, you know. I want to see where we can take that, so. Yeah.
Yeah, man, I can't wait to see that.
Dope, yeah, man. Then after that, go home and we'll see what happens, you know? It's freaking dope.
Take the belt home with you, let the kids play with it?
Hell yeah. Shine it real nice. Put it up on the mantle.
And then drop some yogurt on there.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, that's cool, dude. I mean, pretty much that's what really has been going on since summertime, huh?
Yeah, it caught him up.
Yeah. Shoot, I'm glad you're on the team now. We're going to be, I think, like, being on the road when you have, like, especially, like, somebody that, like, your friends, your best friends, but with me having, you know, my brother with me, it makes it fun, enjoyable. Time goes by fast. So I'm looking forward to our travels together.
Yeah, man, the ideas are just going to be blowing up. Like you did when we first started. Back in 2017?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll be doing vlogs. We're posting up more on social media. And on our Patreon, Thomas Island Patreon, and Hiku's Hub Patreon. And we'll be looking at doing something like collaboration stuff, some works.
Yeah. Something bigger. Maybe include Pops over there.
Yeah. Yeah. We got our other brother, Tangaloa, but he's been injured. MCL, tore his MCL and just had surgery a couple months ago, so he'll be out for the rest of the year. But he's making progress. He isn't able to run yet, but he's able to walk and do some stuff. But just the running part is the hardest part right now. But he's doing well. He's moving forward. Looking forward to him having him come back.
Yeah, just keep strengthening this GOD.
Yeah, for sure. We'll be adding Jado too, man. You know. Jado has been, you know, he's been in this game for, 30 years, 30 plus years. He's got some stories, man.
Yeah.
He's got some awesome stories, and I would love to get that on here on the podcast.
He's been around the world.
Yeah, yeah. You know, him and his partner, Gato. Gato's the booker. Gato's been the booker for a very long time. And just smart, man. These Jado and Gato, they're just really smart and understand wrestling. Very old school mindset. Shoot, I'd love to have him get on here.
Yeah.
Tell some stories. He's got some This is an awesome story. Wow. Well.
Yeah, that was 30 minutes gone by quick.
Yeah. Well, shoot, man. Hey, we'll be back. We'll try to get it again.
Oh, you got to finish this and go back. I'm here for a month.
Oh, that's right. You're doing a tour.
Yeah. Unless we somehow find a way to do it on, like, Zoom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. You know, but it will keep you guys posted. Thank you for joining us. My bro, he can thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You guys can check out our Patreon, Thomas Island Patreon, at patreon.com/Thomas Island. You can also check out Hiku's Patreon.
patreon.com/HikuSub, HikuSub.
Come join us, and shoot, we'll keep you guys posted. Thank you very much.